I would actually encourage people who do not know about the word itself to come and find out more about it, because it's really, really good. It's simple, it's easy, and it gives you the ability to learn, but also to teach others what God's word really, really means. And, you know, I think there are so many small jewels that you can pick up from this course. And even while working with my classmates and Roger itself, and Pastor Roger, I think it's been fantastic, because Pastor Roger gives a lot of insights to things that we ourselves might not be able to pick up, even as students themselves. And I think it's really, really good that to go for this course. So I myself am challenged to teach it, and I would like to definitely encourage you all to go for this course if possible.
Well, you, I don't need that one. You heard him say it. Lots of witnesses. I have been encouraging this young man to step up and become a facilitator with Book One, and he has willingly done that. And a number of you have come to me in the last week or two and said you'd like to start Book One. So here's your man. And I couldn't think of a better person to be leading the next Book One here at Southside. So again, we need to work out exactly when this is going to start. But if you are interested in getting involved in the CTP program, come and see Arthur or myself after the service this morning. Thank you, man. Now, Mary Ann Beecher. Now, this is one amazing lady. This lady has persevered through thick and thin. I mean, she's a mother, she's a wife, and in the middle of this program, she also took on studies at Crossway College. And on Friday nights, Mike and Mary Ann open their home, and so many of you have been blessed. People have come to know Christ, and it's been a pleasure, Mary Ann, for me to have you in the class. And you are already a mature believer, but I've seen you grow incredibly in the last 2 or 3 years, and we just praise the Lord for you. Just share with us.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I could not really thank God enough for CTP. Just been a wonderful blessing, and thank you, Pastor Roger, for sticking with us through thick and thin. Anyway, and also to my classmates, we've had a great time. Well, when I started 3 years ago, I was not confident at all with my Bible knowledge, because I think Filipinos can relate to me. You know, I grew up in the Philippines, and I don't remember digging deep into studying Jesus Christ there, even though we were very active and studying, but not really the history and the events and all that. So, and also, I am not a theological person. I always considered myself a practical Christian. It's hard for me to remember names, events, times, like that. But this CTP is really well set up. It makes studying more interesting. It has ways of reminding you of things that you have learned. And also, it's a great encouragement to apply it in your Christian walk. Another thing that really helps me is it prepared me and gave me good foundation for going into the Bible school. I was really, really nervous when I went in there first time, but I remembered first time last year I went into a Christian worldview study, and my teacher was teaching us, and I can hear myself ticking boxes, because I thought, yes, I've learned that from CTP. And so that just gave me a lot of confidence, you know, as I study in the Bible school. And so another thing that I think really helps me too is, I'm sure Sophie can relate to this, I think I have, because I have students in my house, living in my house, and I think I have explained my faith better to them and more confident in sharing. So in conclusion, CDB has not only broadened my knowledge in the Bible, but it truly has deepened my relationship with Christ, and also I have understood my faith more, and I can say more confidently that I can share and defend my faith to others. Thank you.